Welcome to the Chadron Berean Church Podcast. Again, this is Pastor Justin here. Thank you for joining me wherever and whenever you are listening to this. I'm guessing that if you're listening to this, we know each other, and that's great. But, you know, sometime let me know. Reach out. Let me know if you're listening to this and if this podcast is helpful for you. I enjoy doing it, but hey, I'd love to hear back from you sometime, so feel free to send me a text or get on our website and reach out to us. Let us know that you're benefiting from this podcast, and share it with others. But today I have a little devotional for us. It's more than a devotional, really, because each month of this year we are studying a core value in our church, and this month's core value is modeling Christ. But I want to start out by saying that I wish it were true that I could place my Bible under my pillow at night and wake up more spiritual. I wish it were true that when we came to faith in Christ, we never struggled with sin again. I also wish it were true that by simply attending church, I would be guaranteed to never fail in my walk with Jesus. However, the reality is, none of these are true, and we all know it too well. We all struggle to walk with Jesus, and we even fail him at times. But this doesn't mean that we shouldn't make it our aim to follow Jesus and to become more like him. In fact, I would say this should be our ultimate aim. It's one of our core values here at CBC, to model Christ, to be like him, to imitate him. Calling this a core value, though, might be an understatement. I would dare to say, as I often have in the past, that this is our chief responsibility. This is the chief responsibility of the Christian. It's to grow in Christ-likeness. I mean, this is what we're to be about. We want to follow Jesus, and that's how we got the name Christian to begin with. People identified us, believers, as those who followed Christ and his ways. And in the world of $5 theological terms, we call this progressive sanctification. It's just the idea of becoming more and more like Jesus and how we live and how we operate. So, yes, we have our ups and downs in our walk with God for sure, but overall, we want to become more and more like him over the course of our lives. It's a steady climb up the mountain that has hills and slight valleys, but overall we're making progress. We're becoming more and more like him. But for the sake of simplicity and relatability, I like to refer to this doctrine as modeling Christ. No, not the modeling that you would typically see on a runway show with fancy designer wear. Not that kind of modeling. We're talking about, You know that kind of modeling, the runway shows, by the way, with the fancy designer wear. I mean, they don't actually expect us to wear those things, do they? I hope not. That stuff's just weird. But what's not weird is modeling Christ, okay? Looking to Christ as our role model that we seek to imitate or to copy. And this term modeling might ring a bell for you, because back in the summer of 2021, I taught a series on modeling Christ. I taught on how we can model Christ as a church, how we can model Christ in the family, in the marriage, in all our relationships, and in every circumstance. And we talked about how we all consciously or unconsciously look for other people to imitate and follow. We call them role models or mentors, whatever you want to call them. There's just something about some people that we see something in their life that we want to incorporate into the way that we live. It might not be everything about them, but we see something in their lives that we want to mimic, we want to imitate, and make part of our own lives. And if you don't believe me, you just have to think of children, okay? They're copycats, and you know that if you have some. They mimic what they see and hear, whether it's good or bad. I mean, whatever they see in us, they want to do. That's just one of the things that's scary as a parent, quite honestly. As a pastor, responsible for, you know, so much of the vision casting for our church and for the teaching, I'm always looking for exemplary characteristics in other churches or other pastors that I want to imitate or that I want to incorporate into our church. Paul praised the Thessalonians for being such a model church, for being an exemplary church that was worth imitating. He said, you became, this is 1 Thessalonians 1, 6 and 7, he says, you became imitators of us, the apostles, and of the Lord. And as such, you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia, and the word of the Lord sounded forth from them. So the Greek word Paul uses for imitate, mimetes, reminds us of the word mimic. It's a term that could refer to an actor who mimics a person or a role. It may remind us of the mimic octopus that can change colors to blend in with its environment or change its shape to look like a poisonous lionfish or a sea snake or a jellyfish just to prevent being eaten by prey. And then there's another word here. He uses the word model or example, typos, basically. It could refer to a stamped pattern, an image, or recreated model. And as Christians, we want the Christ-like virtues of love and joy, peace, patience, forgiveness, mercy, grace to be sort of recreated in us, re-stamped in us, patterned in us. By the work of the Holy Spirit. So imitate and model, two big words to look for as you're in your Bible this week. But when we truly follow Christ, you know, people take notice. And one man said, we exist, we behave, others notice. And so basically they're taking mental notes about our faith in Jesus. And they're examining our lives, examining our faith, considering whether or not it would be helpful for them to follow Jesus as well. The atheistic philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche once said, show me that you are redeemed, and I'll listen to you talk about your Redeemer. Right? So don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. And he's got a good point. He understands that Christians should live differently. And let's do that. Let's have that focus this month. Let's show the world who Jesus is by how we live so that they too will find hope in him. Sound like a plan? Are you in? Text me and let me know you're in, that you want to model Christ. You want to show the world the difference that Christ makes. Ephesians 4:29 through 5:2 says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And then he says this, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us.